Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby LaMotte. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Joe Gard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Doc Prothero. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Stokes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Howard Emke. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaMotte. The throw from Stokes and he is safe. LaMotte steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from Dixon and he is out, LaMotte applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Prothero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Carlisle moves to second. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dixon. Carlisle moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carlisle tags and scores. Wamsgans tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin takes first base on ball four. Jard moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball for an out. Jard moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ezell. Jard scores. Lamott goes all the way around to score. Sisler moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Prothro fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Prothro. Rice goes all the way around to score. McManus moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Stokes and he is safe. Jacobson steals second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Robertson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Dixon reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Browns. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 0-for-1 in the game. Jard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 0 for 1 in the game. Ezel hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Val Pisanek now playing first base. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin bunts in front of the plate. Stokes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Stokes and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tobin. Pisanek reaches second base with a double. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Prothrow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and has Pisanek trapped. There's the throw to McManus who throws back to Robertson who tags Pisanek for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0 for 1 in the game. Stokes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing shortstop. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Ezel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards third. Ezel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. Emke hits a line drive into left field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0 for 2 in the game. Ezell takes first base on ball 4. Flagstad moves to second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstad scores. Ezell moves to third. It's 7-2, Browns. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pisanek takes first base on ball 4. Carlisle moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tobin. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Ezell scores. Carlisle scores. Pisanek moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ezell. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder bunts towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. Dixon moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 3 in the game. Lamott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ezell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0 for 2 in the game. Stokes strikes out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 2 in the game. Emke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstad strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Sisler trying to get to home. Flagstad throws the ball into Stokes, who tags Sisler, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rogel catches it and throws to first to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ezel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boone takes first base on ball 4. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carlisle strikes out. 2 outs. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pisanek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Stokes to Rogel covering second. The throw back to home, and Robertson is out at the plate. Dixon moves to second. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 0 in the game. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rothrock bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0 for 3 in the game. Stokes hits a line drive towards first. Sisler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 4 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pisanic fields the ball and throws to Amp covering. Safe. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Amp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tobin moves to third. Lamott moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Lamott scores. Sisler moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 9-4, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 4 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. Rice tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-4, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock misplays the ball. That's an error on Rothrock. Rice scores. It's 11-4, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Dixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Robertson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Amk fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash pinch hits for Howard Emke. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ezell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.